From KLCC Studios, this is Oregon on the Record.
I'm Michael Dunn. Perhaps now, more than ever, the very idea of exchange students is vital to understanding and respect for different cultures. Think about it. If more young Americans could go and live with families in different countries, and more foreign-born people could come and experience America, just think what it could do for global peace and prosperity. Today on the show, you'll get a small glimpse on the importance of the exchange student movement. You'll hear from a Ukrainian student who's been living with a family in Eugene, and a young Eugenian who spent time in France. You'll also hear from the adult volunteer from the organization that puts it all together. It's a great window into how shared experiences can make a better world, and it's next on Oregon on the Record. Today on the show, you'll hear about exchange students and their experiences, and you'll hear about them from a student born in war-ravaged Ukraine who came to Eugene, and also a student from Eugene who went to France. Paul Premack, with a volunteer with AFS, American Field Services, and exchange students Irena Chopik from Ukraine and Renata Russell from Eugene, who was studying or was an exchange student in France. Welcome to you all. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul, I'm going to start with you. This is International Student Week, International Education Week, and you're a volunteer with AFS. Tell us what AFS does.
Well, AFS is a placement organization. They work with a number of different organizations, and they're recognized by the Department of State to issue exchange visitor visas, the J-1 visa, which is an important thing. But their history is very interesting, I think. They started as volunteer ambulance drivers during World War I and World War II. And after they were no longer really needed as ambulance drivers, they sort of morphed into a student exchange organization with the idea of promoting world peace through direct contact to what we now call public diplomacy. So AFS has been active for many, many years in really two different forms. And one of the interesting things about AFS USA is that it's part of an international organization with over 60 AFS partners around the world and over 50,000 volunteers.
Renata, I'm going to go to you. You know, tell our audience what it was like being in France, and what were some of the, you know, differences that you noticed right away, other than obviously the language and certainly a much larger city, or well, I shouldn't say that because I know you were in a small town, but very different from Eugene. Talk about sort of what it was like to be there and maybe how long it took you to kind of get over the differences.
For me, being in France was an absolute dream because since I was really little, I wanted to learn French and go to Paris, just kind of seeing those things in the movies. And so I remember landing in Paris and going with the other exchange students on a boat on the Seine River and just seeing the Eiffel Tower with that music playing. You could see people dancing on the streets as you pass by and they're waving to you from the bank. And it was a really magical moment for me. And I had an amazing host family with a mom originally from Romania and then a French dad. And they really helped me a lot with the language, the culture, getting adjusted at school. And it took me about a couple weeks for like to start feeling comfortable because even at school, I was just really overwhelmed at first with the language because the professors would like write things on the board. I didn't know what they were saying. And I was struggling with vocabulary to like communicate with my new peers. But honestly, I was really lucky to find friends, and they helped me a lot with language, with just buying things at the store. And I think after the first couple of weeks, I started to feel better. Then after the first 3 months, it started to feel really like home.
Great. Paul, maybe talk a little bit about how your organization gets these young people ready for the journey overseas or to come from overseas here. What are some of the things that an organization like AFS does to prepare them? Because again, you're talking about language barrier, culture shocks, that sort of a thing.
Sure. One of the things that exchange organizations must do to participate in the J-1 program is to have a documented preparation sequence. And so, the programs are competitive. The scholarship programs are super competitive. The core programs, like the one that Renata participated in, are still very competitive. And, we go through an interview process. There's an application prior to that. The student makes it to the interview process. AFS will then nominate them to the host country. And the students then go through an orientation. Part of it's online, part of it is in person. It starts in the U.S. and in the situation where Renata was, and then it continues in the host country, wherever that might be around the world. And then for AFS, there's also a monthly check-in for students, I'm Irina's liaison, and I check in with her monthly, and I check in with her host family monthly, I check in with their school, just to make sure that things are going well. And at the end of the program, and this is probably the most important, there's a re-entry process, because readjusting to the home country is often more challenging for students than the host country, in the sense that, everybody expects things to be different when they go to France or when they come to the U.S., but they don't expect the challenges of coming home after this great experience they've had.
Yeah, I bet. Let me quickly reintroduce you all to the audience. We're talking, you just heard Paul Primack, who is with AFS, American Field Service. And we're talking to Irena Chopik. She is an exchange student from Ukraine in Eugene, and talking to Renata Russell, who lives in Eugene, who was an exchange student in France. Irena, I'm going to go to you. What was for you, what was the biggest challenge coming to the U.S.? Maybe it was language or something like that, but I'm also wondering just in terms of, getting used to a country like the U.S., which is obviously well known around the world, beloved and hated. I just wonder if there was, this sort of difficulty in coming to a place that, like I said, is kind of in many ways sort of center stage on the global scene.
I think the most difficult I feel, it's like a settle down here, used to this place that everyone speak in other languages, and there is no my own language. Mm-hmm. And I think it's that I need to learn how to just do some, I need to learn how to just go and do something when, for example, my goal is to meet new friends. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just come to someone, hey, how are you? Let's and talk more. And it just be involved in this community, I think it's the most important thing for me.
Renata, kind of the same question for you. When you were in France, Did you find that people, oh, she's American, we need to talk to her, or kind of was there some initial shyness both on your own part, but also in the people that you were meeting and having, conversations with?
Yeah, I think definitely being from the United States is a big kind of like excitement factor for a lot of people. They are really interested in learning if you watch the same shows as they do because they grew up on American television also. They are really interested in seeing if you listen to the same music. If like there are really like yellow school buses because that's like a thing they think that's a myth. And I was like, no, that's actually true. And they're like, oh, that's so cool. So just like little things like that, learning about they are having questions about food, like do you eat like hot dogs at baseball games, how f football games are, like a lot of questions of like high school cheerleaders and football guys, and if all of that is true. So yeah, I think there's a lot of interest in the US and kind of like debunking some myths about the US, but also like reinforcing some things. And yeah, I think even my history teacher there, whenever he would bring up the US in the conversation, he'd be like, okay, so now Renata, we have our example. And I'd be like, okay, where's this gonna go now? But yeah, I think it was definitely a great conversation starter, and to be able to talk with people from France about just our cultural differences or things that we think alike on was really interesting.
Yeah. Irena, I want to go back to you. In terms of, obviously, flying across the world to come from Ukraine to Oregon, how much preparation did you do? How much English did you know before you made this journey? And sort of, how much did you sort of know about American culture before you actually, did this exchange program?
I started learning English when I was at first grade or second. It was like 10 years ago, and I just learned it. 10 years ago. So my English are not the best, but it's on a basic level that I can talk with people. About preparation before I came, my program did a lot of like events that I can learn about what I need to expect about US. But through the my life, I also like was search internet and just use the social media. So I know that like in US you have like a cheerleader at a football game, and it's really excited about it. Also that like this is, as Renata says, yellow school buses. It's also something that are, oh, it's yes. Yeah. And yeah, so I was I think I was really prepared to the difference that it here will be. So I think that I didn't have like a cultural shock.
Okay. Renata, I'm going to go back to you. When you went to France, was there an occurrence, an event, just a general happening that you thought, boy, this is, I'm imagining this is going to be really difficult. It's going to be very different, and you were really surprised, like, oh wow, I had no idea that they would think the way that I do, being my age. Was there moments where you're like, wow, you know what? International, barriers aren't applicable right now. I'm just a young person just in a different place.
I think something that for me initially was hard as like a kind of a culture shock, but I knew they use the public transportation system a lot, but I didn't know like just how much. And so after my host mom would drive me to school for like the first week, she was like, okay, now you're ready to use the bus. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I would have to walk from my house to the bus stop and take the bus to like the castle, which for them is just normal. There's like a castle in the middle of the city. And then from the castle, I would walk another 10 minutes to get to my high school. And I was really nervous. I was kind of following people with backpacks on and just hope they were going to the same high school I was. And I really didn't think that I would be using the public transportation system as much as I did. I thought it'd be okay, maybe just like to school once in a while. But no, I used it like every day. I used it just to get around the city too, like taking buses to other side of town or taking the tram to go to like a shopping center. Or even I took the train to go from my city, Angers, to Paris. And I was like, oh, okay, I can take the train. I can go take the train over here to the coast. And I did that one time with my friend. And we actually, it was a whole like thing that we got lost and the trains weren't working. And then we found another group of French kids and they helped us out. There were some elderly French ladies who were helping us out, like trying to get us into first class on a train on the way back. And it's just really fun to kind of have these hiccups and just work them out, and they're all part of the exchange experience. And it was a real adventure, I think, to find other French kids who are also struggling with the transportation system. And they were like, yeah, we get it, we'll show you. And I think it was just like a lot of moments of bonding like that.
Let me quickly reintroduce you all to the audience again. You just heard from Renata Russell. She's a young adult here in Eugene who is an exchange student in France. We're talking to Irenia Chopik, who is from Ukraine now in Eugene, and talking to Paul Primack, who is with the AFS American Field Service. Paul, really quickly go to you. I know one of the goals is from the organization is to promote peace and understanding. And I'd like to give you the opportunity to talk about, here we are talking to two wonderful young people who are exchange students in very different places. Talk about that message of understanding and peace.
Well, I think it all sort of boils down, from my observation, it boils down to personal contact and getting below the surface in a different culture. Both Irina and Renata spent extended time in a different culture, and it wasn't a tourist experience. And so, it was a day-to-day, work it out, figure it out. And that's the reason I got involved with AFS in their long-term programs. I worked for 35 years in international education for the Oregon University System, both at the U of O and OSU. And one of the things that I always was impressed with when students came to our programs, and they had been on an exchange program in high school, they were by far the most mature, confident, resilient students that we had. And what that leads me to say is that their accomplishments and their ability to work through issues and engage in a meaningful way, in a much deeper way than simply being a tourist, is what this is all about. I know people who are in their 70s or 80s who have done programs through AFS or other organizations who have carried these experiences through their whole lives.
Irena, I'm going to go to you. When you go back home, what is maybe the most, for you, the most significant either experience or understanding that you'll bring back home with you about your experience being here in Oregon and in the United States?
I think it's to bring back cultures that I learned here, like about people that lived here, that just to talk more about US in my community in Ukraine. But still, I'm here not so long time, so I think my My learning of US are still in progress.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah. Renata, kind of the same question for you. You know, coming back from France, what was the thing that you really felt the most cherished that you brought back home with you to Eugene?
For me, I think it was really my international friendships that I established while in France, because, well, not only did I make like French friends, but I also made friends from like other countries in the world that I met, because we're all international students, like from AFS in France. We're all kind of lost. We're like in the beginning, bonding over things that we're going through. And I have close friends from Italy, from Turkey, from Scandinavian countries, and from countries in Latin America that I'm still in contact with. And we invite each other over, like anytime you want to come over and visit, there's always like a place for you. There's always going to be somewhere you can come and feel safe, and we'll welcome you. And I think that for me is something I'm really going to cherish forever, is yeah, the friendships I've made. The connection with French people that I have, because right now I'm looking at maybe going over to France, like looking for universities, and just the things that they've taught me about having work-life balance, to go out and like sit at one of their terrasses, it's like outside of a restaurant, and like have a drink with some friends and just talk about life. And I think, yeah, it really opened me up to different ways of looking at the world, and like just taking a moment to like sit back and relax and just like enjoy what other cultures have to offer you.
Terrific. It sounds like amazing experiences. Thank you all so much for sharing those experiences with us. We've been talking with Paul Primack. He is with AFS American Field Services. We've been talking to Irenia Chopik. She is an exchange student here in Eugene from Ukraine, and talking to Renata Russell, who lives in Eugene, who had an exchange student opportunity in France. Thank you all again for sharing your experiences with us.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the show for today. All episodes of Oregon on the Record are available as a podcast at klcc.org. Monday on the show, you'll hear about Bushnell University's acquisition of part of the old Peace Health University District Hospital. I'm Michael Dunn, host of Oregon on the Record. Thanks for listening.